Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
What has happened in Syria is yet again Donald Trump selling folks out. And that's why do gotta go, and when I am commander-in-chief, we will stop this madness.
Donald Trump has the blood of the Kurds on his hand, but so do many of the politicians in our country from both parties who have supported this ongoing regime change war in Syria that started in 2011.
I think that is dead wrong. The slaughter going on in Syria is not a consequence of American presence. It's a consequence of a withdrawal and a betrayal. And when I was deployed, I knew one of the things keeping me safe was the fact that the flag on my shoulder represented a country known to keep its word.
Think about how absurd it is that this president is caging kids on the border and effectively letting ISIS prisoners run free.
Beautiful.
We have ISIS. It's going to come here. They are going to, in fact, damage the United States of America. That's why we got involved in the first place.
Okay, so there was a big debate about what's going on overseas. There is a big debate about, you know, here's what we're supposed to believe, though, okay? I want you to understand this. The president gave this off-the-hook, thing today. He's got the president of Italy visiting. And, you know, whenever he has a president of another country, he sits there and he sucks all the oxygen out of the room, doesn't let the foreigner, foreign leader even speak. And today was no exception. And Trump just, he would make your stomach turn today. He was sitting there saying the Kurds are no angels. They suck. OK, they're bad people. It's not our business what happens to them any longer. We paid them. We paid them. And now the deal is done. And so if they have to be slaughtered, they have to be slaughtered. I mean, it was very, very sickening. It was really, really disgusting. He's saying our troops are safe. There's nothing bad that's going to happen to our troops. Now, here's what you're supposed to believe. You're supposed to believe that we had, according to Trump, 28 soldiers on the border between Syria and Turkey, and that the withdrawal of those 28 soldiers allowed Turkey to sweep in and commit ethnic cleansing. I don't know what is wrong. No, the president of the United States greenlit it. The president of the United States told Erdogan on a Sunday phone call last weekend that he could go in there and clean the Kurds out. That is what happened. I mean, it's just so sickening. And, you know, a lot of people get a Buttigieg fought. Tulsi Gabbard, she's still a major in the National Guard, you know. I mean, she was a medical unit person. But she wrongly said America started this.
Congresswoman Gabbard, last week you said that American troops should get out of Syria now. You don't agree with how the president handled the withdrawal. What would you have done differently? How would you have pulled out troops without the bloodshed we're seeing now?
Oh, first of all, we've got to understand the reality of the situation there, which is that the slaughter of the Kurds being done by Turkey is yet another negative consequence of the regime change war that we've been waging in Syria. Donald Trump has the blood of the Kurds on his hand, but so do many of the politicians in our country from both parties who have supported this ongoing regime change war in Syria that started in 2011, along with many in the mainstream media who have been championing and cheerleading this regime change war. Not only that, but New York Times and CNN have also smeared veterans like myself for calling for an end to this regime change war. Just 2 days ago, the New York Times put out an article saying that I'm a Russian asset and an Assad apologist and all these different smears. This morning, a CNN commentator said on national television that I'm an asset of Russia. Completely despicable. As president, I will end these regime change wars by doing two things. Ending the draconian sanctions that are really a modern day siege, the likes of which we are seeing Saudi Arabia wage against Yemen, that have caused tens and thousands of Syrian civilians to die and to starve. And I would make sure that we stop supporting terrorists like Al-Qaeda in Syria, who've been the ground force in this ongoing regime change war. I'd like to ask Senator Warren if she would join me in calling for an end to this regime change war in Syria, finally.
I don't know what she's talking about. The regime change war. Look, Assad started murdering his own people in 2011. We imposed sanctions on Assad, and then we went around the world. And guess who we got to also join us imposing sanctions on Assad's murderous, a murder against his own people? We got the entire Arab League that suspended Syria's membership in the Arab League. We got foreign ministers from 19 Arab League countries to vote to impose economic sanctions against Syria. This is all 2011. Let me tell you the first thing that ever happened in this thing, okay? America did not go in there with a regime change plan. You know, Assad, whose father was in charge of Syria for decades before him. This is one of those Saudi deals, you know, where if you're born with the crown in your mouth or something, you get to put it on your head when your daddy dies. This is one of those. This is one of those, okay? And so there were, in Syria, you had a group of teenagers and children arrested by Bashar al-Assad shortly after he became, to show his mother, for writing political. For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.